Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Emmanuel, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. My relatives bought their tickets months in advance. A ride to the airport was arranged, and we all hoped the flight would not be delayed or canceled. We would have Christmas together. Spending Christmas with family is truly special. The first Christmas started with a family traveling. Joseph and Mary made the long trek to Bethlehem. They didn't find family there to greet them. They couldn't even find a place to stay. They made do with a stable where the Savior of the world was born. As Isaiah prophesied hundreds of years earlier, the virgin will be with child and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. Jesus has been called by many different names, and each tells us something about his nature. Emmanuel means God with us. What a fitting name for the Son of God and Son of Man. Jesus came all the way from heaven to live as a human being with us. He came to do what we could never do. He used his life to serve, love, and forgive perfectly. He knew his trail on earth led to the cross, yet he walked that path willingly and perfectly so that he might take away all our failures. As we celebrate the Savior's birth on Christmas, we look also to his ultimate sacrifice and victory over sin, death, and the devil. Knowing what this little baby was destined to do brought the angels with their Christmas song, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Luke 2, verse 14. On hearing about this wonderful peace, the shepherds hurried off, first to see the Christ child and then to tell others about him. We get to do the same. We hurry to the manger to wonder at the Christ child. We gaze in awe at the terrible cross which brought us such peace. We jump for joy at the news of Jesus' glorious resurrection. This Christmas time and throughout the year, hurry to God's word and revel in his salvation. Spend time hearing and praying and praising our Savior with others. Then go and tell. We have the best news ever, the news that makes us all part of God's family. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, verses 10 and 11. May God bring you peace and joy this Christmas, my family in Christ. We pray. Dearest Emmanuel, thank you for bringing peace and joy to us. Help us share your love with others so that they may know that same peace and joy. Amen. A hymn to consider. Take a few moments and ponder the words of Christian Worship number 330, "Peace Came to Earth." May God bless your Christmas celebration. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.